Bava Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes 4:9, the last of the Perek, and there's actually a number of things happening in this Mishnah, but we start off as a direct continuation of what we said in the previous Mishnah, where we were talking about when a person sells his field, what's included. So it says here, Aval, however, in contrast to what we said before, Lo Machar Lo Esa Avanim She'enim Litzarka, if there are stones on the field. So we said in the previous Mishnah, if the stones are designated to make like a wall around the field, so then they're included in the field sale. But other stones lying around are not included. They're separate and detached from the field, which means even if the person sold his field, he can say, listen, the field is yours, but I want to take the rocks that are loose in the field for my own purposes, and that would be allowed. It wouldn't be sold. V'lo es hakanim shebekerim she'enam letzarko. Same goes if there are sticks, dowels, poles, that are there beside the area that is a vineyard, but they're not currently being used for any vineyard. They're just lying around in the area, so he can take them with him when he goes because they weren't included in the sale. They're not subordinate to the field or something like that. V'lo es ha-tavua shehi talusha min ha-karka, and same goes with any produce that grew on the field. The previous Mishnah said if it's still attached to the ground, so then it goes with the field's sale. But if it's detached from the ground, so then it's not included in the sale, he can take it with him. Now, bezman sh'amar lo hi v'chol ma shebesocha, however, if at the time of the sale he said, I'm selling you my field and everything within it, so then included within it, hare kulan mechurin, are these things, which means the detached produce and the other sticks by the vineyard and the rocks lying around in the field, those are included, yes, in the sale of the field, because he said, kol mashe besocha, everything included inside the field as well. Benkach or benkach, but either way, whether or not he said the field and everything in it, there are certain things which are not included. Actually, we'll have seven of them. First of all, lo macha lo esa mechitzas hakanim shehi beserova. If there is a section in the field which is a mechitzas hakanim, like we said in the previous mission, that's like a thicket of like bamboo or sugar cane or reeds. So then, if it's beserova or larger in size, basically we're talking essentially 10.5 by 10.5 almost, then it's an area that's so big it's a distinct area, it's not part of the field. So even though it's actually hypothetically in the smack in the middle of the field, when he sells his field, he obviously meant to exclude that separate section called the mechitzas hakanim because it's so big, it's significant all to itself. And similarly, velo esa shomera shehi asuya batit. If there is a watchtower, watch hut, something like that, in the field, but it's already like not just a ad hoc hut like a sukkah, but actually it's got plaster, so it's like a real structure. So then when he sells his field, even if he says the field and everything in it, he didn't mean to include this watchtower because that's a separate structure and he'll have to, he can retain rights to that or sell it separately, even if it's in the middle of the field. V'lo esa charuv hamurkav, v'lo esa sadan hashikma. If he has these very developed large trees, specifically the charuv, the carob tree, if it's murkav, if it's already been used to graft onto other carob tree branches to grow, so it's a very developed, invested, substantial tree, so it's not included, it's a separate means of production and it's a separate from the field. And same goes if you have like a stump of a shikma again, that sycamore fig, so it's a very large tree and it can produce substantial timber, so once you cut it once, and like sadan means like the stump, but the point is it will grow back now a nice, long, straight trunk for use in timber. That's a separate important thing all to itself, not subordinate or part of the field. And therefore, if he says the field and everything in it, that wouldn't include a shikma that's already been cut once. In addition, we have three more things. Veloes abor, the water cistern in the field is not included, that's something separate. Even if he said everything in the field, that wouldn't include the cistern. Velo es hagas, also a wine pressing facility. That's something totally separate, not included in the sale. Velo es hashovach, if there is some kind of dove cote, like a place where you raise pigeons, doves, commercially, so that would be a separate structure and not included with the rest of the field. Bein chareven, bein yeshuven. It doesn't matter if the cistern or the wine press or the dovecote is currently in use or it's just sort of sitting there empty and idle, like there's no longer any water or any wine or any birds in it, but there had been in the past and it could be used again that way. Still, it's not included in the sale when he sells the field, even if he says the field and everything inside of it. Okay. Now we return to Machlokas, which we actually had once before in the beginning of the Perek. We talked about, actually twice, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim talking about when a person sells something, what's the nature of that sale. Rabbi Kiva's position is a person sells with an ayin yafa, in a sort of generous, magnanimous kind of way, so everything's included, so he'd include like a full sale, whereas the chachamim see that a sale is something that a person is, since it's sort of a zero-sum game, he withholds as much as he can. It's with an ayin ra'ah, like a stingy kind of attitude, and therefore he retains as much as he can for himself. So we saw that before, like for example, we said if you have a bore, a pit in the basement of the home, and you sell the home, the bore's not included. Rabbi Kiva said, but you sold the home, so all the rights, so you'd have to actually, if you want to use your pit, you'd have to now negotiate separately rights to go back to access your pit, whereas the Chacham say no, a person retains the rights because he gives it in a minimum kind of way, so therefore he doesn't need to now buy new rights to access his pit. So the exact same discussion, exact same machlokas appears here basically word for word in our Mishnah, just talking about a field instead of a house, and the Gemara asks, why are we doing this again? And it answers, you might have thought that homes are different. Listen, in a home, there's like the privacy issue. So it's a stricter kind of situation as opposed to an open field, but it's less of a privacy concern. But the point of the mission over here is to make the point that the privacy is not the point. It's how a person relates to a sale. And the lach, like I said before, it's like Rabbi Akiva. A person sells with an ayin yafa, so he sells kind of wholeheartedly, not holding back rights for himself. And therefore, it says the Mishnah that tzarich likach lo derech. If a person sold the field, and it's true, he didn't sell the pit or the wine that making the wine press area or the dovecot, still he would need to purchase separate rights to re-access those, says Rabbi Kiva, because when he sold the field, he meant all the rights of the field. But the Chacham disagree. Chacham omrim eino tzarech. A person sells in a sort of a minimal way, ayin ra'ah, and therefore he'd retain rights to access his pit or shovach, etc., so he wouldn't need to now buy additional rights from the new purchaser of the field. And Modi Rabbi Akiva b'zman she'amar lo chutz me'elu she'no tzarech likach lo derech, says Rabbi Akiva, he agrees that if in the deal he explicitly said, I'm selling my field, but explicitly I'm not selling you the shovach or the gas or the boar, etc., so then clearly he's intending to come back to get it. That's been made clear to the purchaser, and therefore included in the sale would not be rights, would be the withholding of rights to gain access to his own pit or field, whatever it is, pit or press, wine press or bore, water pit, cistern, or the shovach, etc. And therefore, in a tzarech likach lo derech, you wouldn't need to go back and purchase new rights to access those things. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees. Now, the Mishnah continues on really the exact same as it did earlier in the parak, which is macharan la'acher. If we're selling not the field but the particular economic resource in the field, like you're selling the boar or the shovach or the gas, etc. So then Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino tzarech likach lo derech, when you sell the pit in the field, the water cistern, so you're selling rights to access it as well, because you sell in a generous way, and therefore no need to come back as the purchaser of the boar to now purchase rights to access your boar. No, you get access automatically, it's part of the sale. But the Chacham say, no, a person sells in a minimum kind of way, just because I sold you the ownership of the boar, the shovach, etc., that doesn't mean it lets you have access to it. So therefore, tzarech likach lo derech, the purchaser will now need to make a separate purchase to acquire rights to access what he purchased. B'med avar amor. Now the Mishnah like kind of says, reflecting back on the whole parak, we were sort of saying how, you know, what is and is not included in a sale when it's not explicit. And the attitude was, you know, there's a tension here between buyer and seller, because whatever the buyer gets, the seller loses. So there's sort of like the zero-sum game, and therefore the question is just how much would a typical seller be prepared to release when he said he's selling without specifying exactly what? But that's in a sale. But other kinds of transactions are not like that. So the Mishnah says, "B'midav amurim b'mocher." If we're selling things, so then there's this tension that we said throughout the whole parak. Avol b'nosin matana. If you're giving a gift, you just have your favorite nephew and you want to give him something, so you're giving him your home or your city or your field or your chatzer, whatever it is, so then zachu bakulam, the recipient of this gift, your nephew, let's say, so he is going to get everything. Meaning everything listed in the whole Mishnah is included, in other words, even the keys inside the doors and all that kind of stuff. The point is everything's included, because when you're giving for the sake of giving a gift, so you're not going to withhold stuff for yourself. So if you say, I'm giving you my field, you mean the field and all the stuff in the field, as we described, in sort of a very expansive way, including the trees growing in the field, you know, their big, developed trees, and so on and so forth. Similarly, now, we're going to say that it also applies in other kinds of acquisitions, besides for gifts, that you give the whole thing over, but kind of for different rationale. So first we have The next case is Hamachzik Benichse Hager. Ha'achin Shechalku. If you have two brothers which are splitting an inheritance, so the brothers inherited the field or the city or the chatzer or the home, but it was owned by one father, but now there are two brothers. So splitting it in two separate sections. The idea is that each one wants to own his resource kind of in total the same way his father did. So that means there's no such thing as if they say, listen, you get the house and I'll get the field, and the other brother agrees, he wasn't giving the field minus the tree inside. No, he's giving it in total the same way that the father had it. So the idea is therefore that when you're giving in total, you're conceding all the rights. So it's not like a sale, but like a gift. Zachu besade, zachu bekulam. And therefore, if the two brothers agree to split a field, whoever gets a field or particular field, so then whatever's in the field, including the standing grain and everything else, also goes with that field. Hamachzik benichse hager, similar kind of thing. If someone is going to, we said before, if a person's a convert, so then if he hasn't got any more children after he converts, even if he has children from before he converted, so he doesn't have any halachic heirs. So when he dies, his stuff becomes hefker. So that means first come, first served. Whoever grabs it, grabs it. So the point of our mission here is that when someone comes to take possession of a now ownerless field, which once was owned by a ger, so hichzik besadeh, hichzik bekulam, when he makes this act of taking possession, that's called a chazaka. Remember we had that earlier in the Masechta. The chazaka, he puts up a fence or does some other improvement on the property, so he gets everything within it. And that's true if there are two fields side by side, but there's no walls or whatever it is. When he gets one, he gets both. The point is that the person's trying to acquire everything of the gear, and we don't have some ambiguity where people can come and say, oh, you acquired the field, but you didn't acquire the tree or the shovach, and now I'm taking the shovach. No. It's all included. It's all included. The last case is, what if you're makdish a property? So makdish, you're essentially kind of giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. You're giving it to Hashem, if you will. And since, of course, these are things that are not going to go on the Mizbeach, it's Kedusha's Bedek Abayis, so it's for the Beis HaMikdash to have as an economic resource. They essentially would, if you give them a field, they'll hire Sotheby's, will sell the field, and then they'll get the money and use the money for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. The point is, when you give the field, and it's got, let's say, trees or standing grain or a gas, whatever it is, in the field, so when you say, and you say the words, I'm being makdish my field, consecrating my field to the Beis HaMikdash, are you including those other features as well? So the Tanakhama here says, yes, you are. It's like giving a gift. You're like giving a gift to Hashem, so to speak. Same way if you give a gift to your nephew, you include everything. If you give a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, to Hashem, it includes everything. So it says, you're a makdish as asada, hikdish as kulam. It's all included. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, no, when you're makdish something, it's more like a sale than a gift. In other words, economically, you're giving something of yourself financially to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's like you do it in a more limited way, right? Because it's like you're giving value to the Beis HaMikdash. So why would you be overly expansive? If you said you're giving the field, you just mean the field. You don't necessarily mean the grain that's detached in the field or the big fancy carob tree you have that's growing in the field, just the field. Therefore, he differentiates. He says, listen, when it comes to things that aren't growing in the field, they would not be included because it's kind of like a sale. But things that actually are literally growing in the field now, like the fancy trees, those still would be included, but for a different reason. He says, listen, even though a person was sort of giving, I'll call it the minimum, not the maximum, when he is mocked or something, but things that are growing from the ground, if the ground itself is invested with sanctity, it's got kedusha, so then what grows from it also is kind of can take in that kedusha, and therefore it's a little different, which would mean that according to Rabbi Shimon, when you give your field to the Beis HaMikdash, your makdash, your field, so then the various other features are not included. Like if you have a shovach, that wouldn't be included, or a gas, not included. But if you have something growing in the field itself, like the trees, those yes would be included because they're attached to the ground, which is hekdash, those are the exception rather than the rule. That's what the mission says here. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha-makdash ha-sadeh, lo hikdish ela es ha-charuv ha-murkav es ha-sadan ha-shikma. He does not include the various other elements of economic production in the field other than the carob tree, even if it's murkav and it's already been grafted, and the sycamore fig, even if it is just a stump and it's invested in, those are included, again, because they're being yonek, they're driving benefit from the land itself, which is hekdesh.